Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I'll never forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff.
This song was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking,
when Reverend Michael started talking about
forgiveness, he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness. And as
when he said, "I forgive me,"
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him
and those words from his sermon. this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this.
In a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see anew. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh Lord, ready for my change.
And it just simply came out, I forgive me.
I forgive, forgive, I forgive every sin. I'm ready for my change. Yeah, I'm ready for my change.
Everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough, I let go.
Lord, I surrender.
It's one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Yes, indeed. When you forgive you, when you embrace your change, you are available for others. You are present. Support others to embrace the presence, the oneness, the one consciousness, so that they can go through their transformation process, their forgiveness process. You know, life is forgiven. Life is forgiven. You give life, you get life. You give life, you get more. And then life forgives because it is forgiven. Tim McAfee Lewis? Why doesn't that sound right? How did we start the show off today? Okay. That doesn't sound right. But anyway, yes. Welcome to, let's see, Tim McAfee something. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up. What is going on? I got again, I jacked too early. All is well. Thank God. Okay, it is. I said Louis, I think. Yeah, that's why it didn't sound right. Tim McAfee Lewis. That's it. Something in me said, no. But I forgive me. I forgive my not knowing what to say, all my stuff, all my not starting the show correctly. I just let it go. I let it go. I forgive me. I forgive you. I embrace you. And I know that we are one. Yes, to find out more about Tim McAfee Lewis, there you go. You can find him on Facebook, Tim McAfee Lewis. And he co-wrote that song with Michael Bernard Beckwith. Michael Bernard Beckwith's house, home. Or where you can find him, I'm not giving you his home address, but his virtual home address is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Welcome. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Where change begins and you make a difference. Do you know that? You make a difference. Just kind of take that in right now. Just kind of think, well, I make a difference. You could either go, hell yeah, I make a difference. Or maybe you're like, no, I really do make a difference. Or maybe you can say, well, I don't know if I make a difference. I'm just living the average life. You make a difference, let me tell you. And if you can't believe it, let me stand for you. Let me stand with you that you make a difference. Now, as I stand with you, stand for you, you get to define, you get to label what kind of differences you're making. You can call it good or bad, but you might as well call it good. Because good is all there is. The thoughts you're feeling is creating a difference in the planet, right? The thoughts you're feeling, okay, that too. The thought you're thinking is creating a change, a difference on the planet. What you're feeling right now. You're sending out a vibration. You're sending out an echo. You're sending out a sound. So every thought, every emotion, everything you're feeling is a sound. In the beginning was God. And the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word is God. In the beginning was you. And that sound is what creates that creative energy that is you through your emotions, through your thoughts. You get to create in this beginning, this new beginning, this moment called now. Some people say, wow, what a responsibility. Well, not if you understand why you're here. Because the hand doesn't say, oh my God, what a responsibility. The eyes doesn't say, oh, what a responsibility. I got to look at all these things and translate. The brain doesn't say, oh, my God, I got to be aware and connect with the neurons and the synapses and all the electric that's flowing through the nervous system. What a responsibility. No, they just stay present, and they do what they do. So I'm inviting you to do you, boo. Do what you do today. Be you. Surrender the responsibility of showing up and just show up. And when you show up, God shows out. If you like Goddess, Goddess shows out. You know, we're all inclusive here. But if you don't do God or Goddess, the nothing shows out. The nothing that is everything, evenly present. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. And I'm here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And this is the house of love. We hang out, we have fun, we joke, we get silly. Well, for the most part, I'm the silly one. I'm the naughty professor. But I'm supporting you to be naughty, to be crazy, to just unwind. Just, if you're having your lunch right now, consider this your power lunch. We're serving you soul food that will transform you for the rest of your life because that's the intention. The intention for this show is for your transformation. The show. What's today's show? What are we talking about today? We're talking about you can't plan an inspired life, so stop it. Just burn your plan. And before I jump into that, I want to remind new listeners and regular listeners, if you've forgotten, all the shows are archived, and you can go to iTunes, and when you get there, click subscribe, if you want to subscribe, and if not, just listen. You get to choose. You get to do what you want to do. I'm not attached. But if you want to subscribe, you just type Life Conversations, and that would subscribe you to iTunes, so you get the shows downloaded to all your gadgets. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, a lot, actually. Okay, so this is the month of October. You knew that. This month, our theme is living the vision for your life. We are supporting you to live the vision for your life. You have a vision, you know. You're here for a reason. You have an assignment. You have a plan. There is something that you called yourself forth to do on this planet. You called yourself forth. And because you called yourself forth, we're supporting you and reminding you that you called yourself forth to deliver the message. But if you're not feeling happy, if you're not feeling together, something is missing. You just got to remember what you're here to deliver. And what you're here to deliver will give you the deliverance that you desire. That's for you, Celeste. I'm noticing something in the chat. Let's see. Okay. That I am not. Okay, well, what do you mean? Can we post questions in this chat? I'll tell you in a minute. Stephanie, Steph, what you say? You said you're not a Christian, or you're asking, I'm not a Christian. I don't understand. What do you mean? Explain that. Maybe you did explain. Let me see. No, you didn't. Tell me what you mean. But you know what? This room that we've created, we welcome Christians, we welcome Muslims, we welcome Buddhists, atheists, we welcome scientists, we welcome people who believe in nothing. As long as they believe in themselves, they believe in greatness, they believe in transformation. That's all we care about. If you don't believe in something outside of yourself, I'll leave that alone. But whatever you believe in, it is about being a wonderful human being. That's good enough for me. I'm easy. Because I'm easy. Please stop singing. Okay. All right. So what was I telling you before I looked at that conversation in the chat room? Yes, we're focusing on living the vision for your life. So all the guests and the conversation we're having is supporting you to ask yourself, what is my gift? Why am I here? What is my package? What's my gift? What am I here to deliver? And the number to call for the conversation, for your questions, your comments, your thoughts is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be happy to come to you. Quite a few announcements here. Today, later on today at 3 o'clock, about maybe 2.5 hours-ish, I have a... What? My co-producer's giving me a lot of work to do. I'm going to block her. No, if I block her, I'm going to block myself because she reminds me of everything I need to remember. Okay, so let's start this slowly. At 3 o'clock today, Tuesday, October 16th, 2012, I'm going to be hanging out with Vanda Guzman on her show, Life is So Beautiful. And I feel like singing, but I won't do it. I won't do it. I refuse. Well, I'm joining her today. Her show is, if you want to find her on Blog Talk Radio, life is so trying to figure it out here. Okay, yes, there you go. blogtalkradio.com/lifeisSoBeautiful. I'll be joining Vanda today at 3 p.m. Eastern. Come over. Come check me out. Come check me out. Hear what I'm like on the other side. Now, I'm going to be interviewed. I'm not hosting the show. I'm going to be interviewed. And usually when I'm interviewed, I love it because I don't have to, well, I do think, but I don't have to worry about the computer, what song, what commercials, the guests. So it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Let's see what else I need to tell you. Let me run through this slowly. Moonwalking. Play Experience tomorrow, Thursday, with Ambassador Ferrer on Live Conversations Radio. The Play Experience. When was the last time you played with yourself? That's right. That's what I said. When was the last time you purposely loved and appreciated yourself? Play. When was the last time you did that? Well, join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Life Conversations Radio to share your experience. On Sunday, we have Mola, the show, My Authentic Lifestyle, every third Sunday of the month. So she's going to be joining us. Her topic is about coming out, same-sex relationship. People have come out, and it was terrible. Some people are thinking of coming out. We want to support you. Her and a guest will be here to help you in facing the truth of who you are, because you are so much more than your sexuality, and that is just as important. So don't let nobody tell you how you live your life, okay? And if you're struggling, just come in here. This is the house of love. Okay, let's see. What else? Yes, questions. Questions. We're taking questions. And you can call in with your questions or post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, fan page, like page, whatever you like to call the fan page. It's easier for us to get to it that way. If you post in the chat room, we'll do our best to get to it, but it's much easier to go to the post it on the fan page. Now, if you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook, afraid of Facebook, allergic to Facebook, whatever the case may be, we have something for you. It is lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio, and then there's a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach Ade. He knows everything. There is nothing he doesn't know, so fill in the email. No, he just says Ask Life Coach Ade. He pretends like he knows everything, but he knows nothing. He just taps in. When he taps in, he gets the answer. And fill in the email, and we'll be happy to address your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your disbeliefs. We can handle it all. You know why? This is the house of love. My guest is in the house, and we want to inspire you. She's here to breathe in the breath of God inside of you, that you realize, wow, I have no limits. And she said on her webpage, I like it. Let me go here. Where is it? I just love that quote. Where is it? Where is it? Come on now. I want to be spontaneous. Well, slow down. You'll find it when you slow down. I can't find it, but it was something like, she's here. If I get it wrong, she'll remind me. She said, don't deny your heart. Deny your limits. Ooh, chew on that. 1 o'clock today, around 1, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And so make sure you tune in for that. It's a moment for you to drink a glass of water or do whatever you need to do. Take a break. Take that break. You can release and let go, and then you can come back. Actually, don't go nowhere. Just take the phone or the computer or your tablet with you so you can – you never know. Let's see. Celeste, is that everything? Celeste, I talked about the play experience, and I did everything. I got a wonderful co-producer. You were busy talking to Tamer when I did that. So I talked about the play experience. Is that okay? And next week we have Elder Emily, we have Bishop Carlton Pearson. Elder Emily is going to be talking about rites of passage for children, the importance of recognizing who they are and the transition. Rather than, you know, just the other approach, we say when they're 18, they're adults. No, they're not. They're rehearsing being an adult, and we need to take them through the process. But we'll talk about that next week. And Bishop Carlton is joining us as well. Today's Tuesday. What are you talking? Oh, you're right. Oh, I got it. Celeste, I love you. Thank you. Okay, I'm too excited. I'm so inspired. You can't stop me. I don't care about the date. Now is the only time. She is right. She said, what do you mean tomorrow? The play experience is on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, not Wednesday. Tomorrow I go solo, 12 p.m. I'm so glad you know how to listen. Speaking of listening, people come closer. Shh, don't tell anybody. Now, well, actually, I want you to tell people something right now. Go out to Facebook, Twitter, Stumble Upon, or whatever it is, Flickr, or Flick That, Flick This, I don't care. Anything that goes on the LinkedIn, anything that we call social media, and whisper. Don't whisper, actually, say it loud. You can't plan an inspired life. If they say, huh? Say, just come to Life Conversations Radio and listen to Tama Keys. You're going to break it down. Like, you mean I should put the self-help book down? Just come and listen. So make sure you post the show, tweet it, text it, scream it. I don't care how you do it. Get the word out because we are ready to support you on your transformation. And I think I've made all the announcements. And let's see. My co-producer is not rolling her eyes at me, so I think I'm good. I'm all nervous. I got to get it right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. Let's see. What do I feel like? Let's just keep playing this. And I'm going to read a little bit about Tama. And brace yourself. This is truth with a heart. Compassion through words. I'm so excited to have her join us. And if you listen, really listen, you will catch an insight. You will catch an awareness. You will catch a word of thought that will transform you. I just know it. So whatever you're going through and growing through right now, know that there is a power and presence within you and all around you that is supporting you. And it's no accident that you're here. You may come here just because you listen regularly or you come because Tama is here, but there's a bigger plan. There's a divine plan. It's a soul agreement. And Tama said, I'm ready. Yep, here I am. So here I am, and here she is. Let's read a little bit about her and bring her on. About that time. I am excited. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm in a multi-level marketing business. I'm excited. I'm making so much money. I'm excited. Those folks get very excited, don't they? Stop it. Be nice. I am being nice. If you're listening for the first time, bear with me. I have some people in my head. They like to crash my show. But I accept them. I allow them to show up completely. Here we go. It's about that time to bring on Tama. And I'm multitasking here, so I'm buying time. Just in case you're thinking, bring her on then. Wait, I'm trying to set things up, okay? Just bear with me. This is live radio. Let's take a breath anyway. Let's just take a breath together and ground ourselves and feel the presence move through each and every part of us. Knowing that right here, right now, all is well. Nothing is missing. Nothing needs to be added. We just need to embrace now. The fullness of now. And now, I'm ready to read the bio. Tama Keys, an honored graduate of Harvard Law School, left a law practice with a prestigious corporate law firm to write and help others discover and soar in their life's work. She's the best-selling author of This Time I Dance, Creating the Work You Love, and also the current book, inspired and unstoppable, wildly succeeding in your life's work, which hit number one on the Amazon.com for Career Guide and has also been one of the top 100 bestsellers for all time. She's a writer. She's a spiritual teacher. She's so much more, and she will share more about who she is. But I know that she is a lover of humanity. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guests, my friend now, myself, my sister, Tama Keyes. Hello, Tama. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm loving listening to you. All
welcome,
the many voices.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes.
Oh, is that my greeting? Is that my greeting and I'm missing it?
Yes, you are. I'm excited.
Wow, I am that good, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Many a truth is spoken in jest. You are that great. And we are grateful that you are here, that you recognize your greatness. And say, I'm going to write. But we'll talk about that later. Welcome home. I am so happy to have you. And let's jump right on in. People are waiting to be inspired. They're looking.
Oh, they've been inspired already. Just listening to you. I am.
Thank you. I know that's right. Yeah, we're both listening to the same voice, so we're just translating it differently. We're listening to the one voice.
Yeah.
And they're feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, I just read a little bit about you, just a tiny bit, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Tama Keyes?
Oh, my God.
Yes, you are. You are, my
that's,
God.
That's why
got
I
it.
Write books, honey, to figure that out. Who is Tama Keyes? I am a steward of an amazing resource. I am a steward of an amazing power, and that power is spirit and love and genius, and I will be serving that the rest of my lifetime.
No, that's right. A steward of an amazing source. Ah, I love that. I love that. And let me say, I've heard
and I
you
and I'm
what
somebody
reading
with a lot of issues. On the flip side.
But you know the secret that they don't always tell us. The real secret is most people who inspire us, who support us and open up our heart to all that life is, have a lot of stuff they're moving through. That's why they can touch us so deeply, because they relate.
Because
it
we're doing our own
go
work.
Your head. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
That's what it is. And you truly come from that place, that heart space. And I'm grateful that you're here and I'm ready to dance with you. So you ready? You got your dancing shoes on?
I'm ready to dance, baby.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't even need dancing shoes. I like to be bending barefoot.
I know that's right. I know that is right. Well, you know, let's start. We're talking about, you say, having issues, and we all have stuff we're dealing with. Let's talk about your story, how it all began, how you got to this point. You know, you're honor graduate from Harvard Law School, and you were doing well. You went to live the American dream. I mean, you were on a roll. You were on
a roll. I was on a roll.
Right. But suddenly, you decided to leave the practice, and, you know, what was the catalyst for that?
I was so unhappy. I was so, so miserable. And I think there are so many people out there that have amazing dreams and amazing talents, and they're stuck away, squirreled away in careers that really aren't right for them. And I think it, you know, it naturally causes so much pain. And I knew early on when I was younger that I wanted to be a writer. That's all I ever really wanted to do. I just loved words. And I grew up in a Brooklyn, New York, Orthodox Jewish family. And when I said my dream, I want to write, you know, I basically got, you're going to write? You're going to write? You're going to starve, you're going to write. And that was it. That was the go for your dreams talk, you know. And so, like many people, I think I was told, you know, be practical, be safe, be reasonable. Don't do what you love. Don't do what moves you. And so I went off to law school, Harvard Law School, graduated with honors. I was on partnership track. And I just kept feeling every day that I'd walk into that office that there's got to be something else. There's got to be something more. There's got to be something more. And I really got to the place of not wanting to live. I mean, that depressed of just feeling like if this is it, if I have what you're supposed to have and I'm this unhappy, something's wrong with me. And thank God a friend of mine said something amazing. He said, think about it. If you've been this successful doing something you don't love, what could you do with work you do love? And for me, that question went, wah! You know, and I just thought, I need to know in my lifetime. You get one lifetime. You know, you get this lifetime as this person. I want to know where this goes. I want to know what I can do and what I can't do. I want to find out. And so that's, I walked out. I walked out without a plan. I walked out without anything. I just, you know, I was in so much pain, and I just thought, I want to know if I really could follow my desire and my dreams and if it would go somewhere.
And so you were committed to knowing the unknowable or the unknown, so to speak, and you wanted to find that for yourself.
Yes.
And it's one of those, the statement, pain pushes until vision pulls. Like there was so much pain, but then vision was pulling you forward. So tell us about
And I think they're the same thing, too. By the way, I think they're the same thing. I think the vision and the calling was so strong, as it is in so many of us, that that's what the pain is. The pain is not becoming everything you're meant to be.
Okay, let's talk about the pain part of it for a minute. Because as you talk about going, you wanted to know there's more to life. There was something inside of you that was calling, and you just wanted to answer it. There are people who are hearing the call. They're hearing the voice. They're feeling the nudge. And they want to do it, but they're so afraid to move. They feel, I mean, they give themselves reason to stay stuck where they are, even though everything about them is saying, move, move. How do you support somebody like this? I really want to do it, but it's too late. It's not the right time. I wish I knew about this. They're just so scared. They're afraid. They're going to lose everything. How do you support them?
You know, and actually, my first book called This Time I Dance, that title came up because when I was journaling, I felt the same thing. I felt like, oh, I wasted it. I'm an idiot. I should have learned all this stuff. I'm too old now. And I was really young, too. I'm too old now. And I wrote something in my journal like, well, I guess next time I'll do it. You know, like next. And this voice came through like, no, this time I dance. So I so relate to that. I think it's such a journey of loving yourself. And first of all, the limits that you perceive, that you're too old, you don't have enough money, you know, you're not talented enough, blah, 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 and any of the limits that we perceive, keep in mind the voice that's calling you, the movement that's calling you, the spirit that's calling you, the love that's calling you, that's unlimited. You will be given everything you need. You already have everything you need. But I think initially, when I'm working with clients, what I do, it's not an all or nothing thing. It's like I'm not advocating that somebody just walk out of a job. I think what I would like you to do is walk into a Wednesday and try painting, or walk into a Wednesday and take a yoga class, or walk into a Wednesday and start researching the business you dream of doing. Whatever it is that you love doing or you secretly believe you love doing, start doing it now. Start doing it this minute, because if you do it this minute, what happens is your chemistry changes, your bloodstream changes, your knowing changes. You taste that strength, and it gives you more conviction than if you're not doing it.
Yes, yes. And I want you to tell the story about how your first book got published, because that's a powerful story. And actually, when I heard it, I felt a sense of freedom in myself, because there are two books that I'm working on, and it looks like I'm so close and nothing happens. And I've been silently beating myself up. It's like, when are you going to do this? And when I heard your story, I was like, okay, breathe. I won't give it away. I want you to tell the story. So then I can wait a little bit longer, but I don't want to tell them how long. But I want you to tell the story, how that happened. The process.
Yeah, you just want to hear the story.
Yes, I do. To make me feel free again.
I want you to be free again. I want you to be free. I want you to write those books. So... For me, it is so far one of my greatest miracles in my own career, because it really has been about trusting this inner voice, because we all have that inner voice. And, you know, you get inspired, you believe it for 1 second, and it's like, okay, I can do this. And then you get deflated and you're thinking, oh my God, what was I thinking? And so my inner voice, I felt like I really needed to write my first book. And I spent 12 years writing it, 12 years. And I had no idea it would take that long, but I deeply believe that we're healing so much as we go along. We're undoing limits as we go along. And again, that doesn't mean everybody has to take 12 years. That's what it took me. But I was listening to that inner voice, and I didn't have an agent. I didn't have a contract. I didn't have a publisher. I just had this knowing that this is my dream. This is my dream. I need to do this. And I, at the end of 12 years, I tried to figure out, okay, what do you do? How do you get it into the world? And I got this guidance strongly. Actually, the guidance just said, just put it in the river. Just put it in the river. And I knew that meant, like, put it in the stream of life. Get it out there some way, somehow. And I knew it meant self-publishing, which was terrifying, putting your own money into it and all that. And so, but I thought, you know what? I have followed this voice. I'm going to do it. And so I finally self-published this book after following this inner voice for 12 years. And 4 months after I self-published, I got an email out of the blue that said, your fairy godmother has arrived. And, you know, I saw the email and I thought, you know, this is going to be like Russian girls are waiting for you, you know, just, you know, like there's money for you in Nairobi. Give us your credit card number. Of just, I open, you know, who opens the, you know, it looks like spam. Of, but I opened the email and it was from a vice president of marketing and publicity for Random House. And she was in a career transition and she had somehow found my self-published book. And she said, this is the best book I've ever read on finding your calling and on living your dreams. I want to get it to a major New York house. She got it to the publisher I'd always dreamed of, the president of the company I'd always dreamed of, Torture Penguin. They bought the book exactly the way it was. They literally edited maybe 10 sentences. They kept the title, everything. And so what I always teach people is that you can't plan an inspired life. You can't plan an inspired life. You can't see how it's going to happen. You can't know how it's going to happen. But if you follow that inner voice, if you follow that voice of love more than that voice of fear, there is a plan. There really is. There is genius. There is a design for you if you follow that inner voice. And so I started off in a way, as an unknown writer, I started off in a way I never would have started off had I done it a traditional way. So that's why I'm so passionate about helping people follow that voice, that dream that's nagging at you, that's haunting you. There's a reason for it.
Yes. Yes,
so I hope
yes.
you're feeling freer now.
I'm feeling more free. I'm just grateful that I get to do this almost every day. Well, every day,
we're grateful you do too.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about you can't plan an inspired life. You know, because when you think of the spiritual community, the self-help industry, it's about putting steps together and how to be inspired, how to be passionate. And some people, it works for them, but some people say, I'm trying it, the law of attraction don't work for me, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried, and they try everything. Sometimes they end up being addicted to this self-help information, and they get stuck, and so much so they can even become sort of like, just don't want nothing to do with it, so they're stuck. So they're back, they're kind of feeling like, I'm still where I was 10 years ago, and I've read all these books, I've meditated, and I'm still at the same. What do you mean when you say you can't plan an inspired life?
And by the way, I'm so glad you brought up what you just brought up, because I see so many people struggling with it, and it hurts my heart, because this material is amazing, and it opens up so many opportunities for us, but I do see so many people struggling with it, and I think it's because there's a lot of misperceptions about how it works, you know, so I was joking around, and I wasn't joking around before when I was telling you that I write my books to figure out my life. That's really what I do. I explain life to myself. And so in Inspired and Unstoppable, my latest book, it really is all about that, because I work with entrepreneurs and artists and visionaries and spiritual healers, and I hear the same thing all the time, like, I'm trying it, I'm visualizing, or I tried surrendering and then it didn't work, or, oh my God, I'm so excited now, but then, you know, on Tuesday I don't believe. And what I want people to know is that that is the journey. You're doing it just right. If it's up in most of us, when we're growing, when we're following a calling, it means facing that unknown and that unknowable, as you said, and it means going into that. So naturally, your fears are going to be up because you're growing. So when I say you can't plan an inspired life, I think it's about letting go of control of how this works. Spirituality is not about control. That's what we keep thinking. I did. I thought, okay, if I get on a spiritual path and I follow God, then I'll get everything I want. Won't that be cool? I'll just manifest everything I want. I'll surrender and then I'll get that car, you know? And I have found, as many of us have, you know what? The goods are in the surrender. The goods are in the love. Mm-hmm. You should be getting it right now. If you're not getting it right now, you're not getting it later.
That's right.
It's really about, for me, it's about, when I said it's about being a steward of that amazing power, it's really about how do I learn to love my life, my moment, this instant, at every single instant? How do I learn to see things differently? And so, again, I think it's not about control. It's about being free. It's about really receiving this life. It's about Spirit's plan is so much huger than mine. You know, like when I told my story about the book, I didn't want to wait 12 years. I wanted it now. I want a bestseller now. I thought of it. Why can't I have it? I think I'm good enough. I was a spoiled child. But the universe said, hey, you know what? If you really want to serve other people, you might try growing first. we might work on that consciousness just a little bit before we put you in the public. How's that?
Right. Because we need to grow you so you can support people to lean
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. Because I thought, we all do, in my limited, small, like, I could do it. And it's like, the people who can really do it aren't yelping about how they can do it. They know. Mm-hmm. They know.
Mm. And the thing that you said it's so powerful, and some people may miss it. It's spirituality, a true spiritual path, authentic spirituality, if you will. It's about surrender, not about control.
Mm-hmm.
Because who we are is already encoded in ourselves, in our DNA, and surrendering to it. I love that, because sometimes we miss the surrender, and we interpret surrender to be something given up, or just don't want to be part of it. But for me, as you said, it's like surrendering to the greatness that's within.
Yeah.
And it's
hard. And I don't say that lightly, because I fight it like the, I fight it like the Dickens. It's like, I don't want to do that, But part of what surrender is also knowing and receiving that right now, where you are right now, that's where the goods are. It's not in the future.
Right where you are.
Right where you are.
It's not in the
It's not. It's
that,
not down the
way.
Road, baby.
It's not down the road, because if you don't know it now, when you get down the road, you won't recognize it.
Exactly,
right?
Because even if you had that money and that, even if I had that money and that bestseller, if I'd gotten everything I thought I wanted it initially, if it had come right away, I wouldn't have had the consciousness. I wouldn't have had the love. I wouldn't have received. I would be hungry for the next thing. And I still deal with that. I still deal with that. I mean, there is a part of me that is like, yeah, you did that, but let's achieve this now. And my own healing is in slowing down and receiving this and knowing that, when I say you can't plan an inspired life, it's because there is a plan that is so much bigger and more beautiful than anything you would plan, that I would plan, because my plans come from my smaller mind. They come from my limited mind. They come from what I know from the past. They don't come from a creative mind. They don't come from a wildly ignited mind. And when we rest into this moment, that's when we tap something else.
We are drinking the waters of life. I'm
grateful. Yeah, baby.
I'm going to put the book in the river. I got my eyes closed here. I'm just listening to you. Thank you for putting it in the river so it can flow to everyone that needs to drink of your water. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're just joining us, my guest is Tama Keys. Her website address is her name. Simple, but I need to spell it. It's TamaKeyes.com, TamaKeyes.com. Check out the information about her. And but don't get distracted right now. Just keep that in mind. Keep that bookmark it because you've got to come back to that. But you have her right here right now. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You can come in, call in with your coming. You can come in as well. Come in and call in with your questions when you're coming.
Come on a river, whatever you need to do.
That's right. Drink some. Now, speaking of questions, let's see. We got a wonderful question here. I love this kind of question. Where am I going? I'm tabbing here. Okay, here we go. This is a question from Steph. Steph, she posted a question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. It's a little bit long, so I'm going to slow it down because it's really about slowing it down. She said, to be successful, should you follow just one passion? And then she goes on. She said, I am currently a nurse, and there are so many jobs and careers in nursing, but I'm not sure I want to be a full-time nurse in the hospital, work for public health, open my own practice as a nurse practitioner, or open a bed and breakfast, be a real estate mogul, travel blog, or something completely different. What if you have many passions? How can you focus on one path if you have many interests in many different areas? Tama, please help me. What do you mean I can't plan an inspired life? I have so much to live for.
Oh, that's beautiful, and what a dynamite question. So I think that so many of us are thinking in a linear model, in a Western culture model, which says you've got to pick one thing and focus and be good and stay with it and blah, blah, blah. And I think we are moving into creative, inspired times. And people who have a lot of passions, a lot of love, have a lot of energy. And that's a beautiful thing. If you have a lot of passions, you have a lot of energy, and that's a beautiful thing. So I will say a few things about that. One, first of all, there is a gorgeous term in the literature. It is my favorite term. It's called multiple income streams. I love that term. Multiple income streams. And what it means is for many of us who are creative or who are multifaceted, who are opening up to other resources within us, we might have different streams of income, different streams of interest. So, you know, in my own career, I make my living through coaching. I make my living through doing retreats. I make my living through doing workshops. I make my living through speaking. I make my living through writing. Any one of those things might not pay that much on a given month, but altogether it adds up to an income. So if you're listening and you have a lot of different interests, those things might be different streams. The caveat that I would say is that our mind has a lot of ideas. Our mind has a lot of ideas. Our soul might not. So when I work with somebody, I know that there's really one thing they want to do right now. I'm not saying that you have to do one thing forever, but there's one thing that's speaking to you that has more heat, has more energy. That's the one I want you pursuing right now. So my mind was brilliant. My mind, you know, came up with, oh, I could be this, I could be that, da 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 da. Oh, that person's making money doing that. Maybe I could be that. You know, the mind just window shops. The soul or the heart, you know, it's just like, oh, and I'll take one of those, and I'll put that in my basket, and you know, and it's just like, but the heart or the soul, there's just one or two things you really want to do. And so, and the reason it's so important to really slow down, I love your thing of slowing down. The reason it's so important to slow down into that love or into that heart is because you want the stamina. You know, when I told my story of my first book, writing it for 12 years, you got to have some stamina. You got to have some, I want this. I really want this. When my mom, you know, the things that I was sort of wanting, I didn't have the energy to stay with. So I want you to drop down into, you know, so in your example, I would sample those things. I would try them on. I would see which ones really have tractions, which ones really has heat, because you might have 10 you're not even thinking of. Right? There might be. I mean, I never dreamed of coaching. That was not in my sphere. You know, I became a coach when coaching wasn't a term, you know, and I didn't even know about this career. I just like talking to people. It's like, wow, you can get paid to talk to people and listen to them. I love prying into people's heads. It's like, oh my God, really? You get paid for that? This is God. Like all these people figure out their lives and they're brilliant. And they come up with better answers than you ever could, and then they thank you. Oh, my God.
I know that's right.
Don't tell anybody.
Oh,
don't
no,
tell
no,
you,
no.
But
yeah.
Tell them your work.
Yeah, we do very, very serious work, yes. but
you know, it is. It is really serious work. I mean, and when we are doing serious,
yes,
sacred work, it,
yes,
becomes like play, as you said.
Yes.
It's surrendering to what you called yourself forth to deliver on this planet. So what you're doing is sort of like, okay, God, there is a plan. I have a package for God, and I'm delivering on this planet. What is it? And just do this, do this, do that, do that. So you just show up, sit down, and listen. Listen to them, hear what they're not saying, hold them accountable, and then say, oh, my God, you're the best. It's like, yes,
right,
God is the best. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. But I love that question, because I think it's a great question for other people to hear, that you don't have to have it narrowed down, that you don't have to have one interest. This is going to be a path of exploring. And when you're exploring, what I want you to pay attention to is, where's the heat? Where's their energy? That's what, you know, not from your head. Your head's going to go, ooh, I want energy over there because that looks like it makes money. It's like, but, you know, in my own career, I've had to be honest with myself that, wow, I really light up over here. This is where it does, you know, this is where I come to life. Whether it makes money or not, this is what speaks to me, and I'm going to grow that.
And, you know, I appreciate the question because I hear it a lot, and I appreciate your answers. Like, do it all, and then you say, but start with one, because sometimes people are driving down this highway of life going 70 miles an hour, and they're saying, but I want to get on that lane, and they want to just change lane at 70 miles an hour. It's like, no wonder you're scared. If we change on the highway, if you want to take an exit, you got to slow down because you're coming to an exit. And then there's a point where you actually stop or yield. You don't go 70 miles an hour. You've got to slow it down. Say, where are we going now? And I really appreciate you saying, yes, start with one. Where's the heat? Where's the energy? Where's the passion? And sometimes we find out all the things we want to do, they start to just fall into place without even trying, as you've been sharing.
Exactly, because there is a coherence there. A lot of times it does fall into place. There's the other thing I see, though, that I just want to speak to for just a second, is that a lot of times I'll see people who are just so excited and, like, move, like, okay, I think this is it, I love this, and then the next week it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not into that. And if that happens, I'm not into that now. And usually, if you find that you're really excited by things and then you lose interest, very often self-judgment snuck in. Very often some idea came in that said, oh, I'm not going to make, you know, there's better writers than me, or there's better singers than me, or, you know, the thing that will diminish your excitement is self-judgment, you know, is that you somehow got scared again. So pay attention to that. If you just naturally lose energy because you're really excited about something else, then that, to me, I call that creative evolution. You've moved on to the next thing, and that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes for many of us who are creative, we start doing something else because we're afraid to face the pain of the thing we chose, because anything you choose that's deep and beautiful, you know, to follow your bliss, you're going to hit pain with it. You're going to hit the pain of all your self-judgments, and you're going to heal from them. It's going to be the thing that calls you to go past it. Every time I sit down and write, I got the committee in my head going, oh, you're not that good, and, you know, someone says better, and, you know, aren't you sick of hearing yourself? I am, you know. You know, and I have all that junk, but I've had to learn.
Wait a minute. Were you just talking about yourself, or were you talking about me? Because I don't know. It's not like you were
talking about
all
of
us. Okay.
Right. You know those voices. And so the thing you love, right, the thing you want to do, is also going to bring up some kind of challenge or pain. That's what the path of being inspired and unstoppable is. It's not stopping yourself. It's not stopping yourself. It's saying, yeah, I know that I have resistance. Yeah, I know that I've had pain. Yeah, I know that I'm scared, and I'm going to give myself another chance anyway. And I'm going to give myself a thousand chances, and I'm not going to stop this in my lifetime. I'm going to call on that high power. I'm going to call on that love that's asking me to do this, and I'm going to trust this. I'm not going to stop myself. The world can stop me, but I'm not going to stop myself.
You just gave the meaning of what it means to be inspired and unstoppable. And what I hear is, even when you're not feeling inspired, become your own coach. Remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Just don't go into, but I'm not inspired. And I know I'm not inspired, but I'm going to keep moving, because that's what keeps us going. You know, as much as the self-talk that says you're not worth it, we can now have a conversation with ourselves. You're going to do this. You're here to do this. It's right. All you got to do is keep surrendering, keep forgiving, and keep praying, keep meditating, do what you need to do. And that's how we get inspired when we're not inspired. We get to inspire ourselves rather than waiting for the inspiration. I love that. I love that.
And it's really about love. You know, isn't it? It's just about really what this path, what we're really talking about is self-love. Is that in my lifetime, I will love myself enough to dare this, to dare it a thousand times, to forgive myself, to forgive someone else, to keep going, to become excellent, to work at it, whatever it takes, to trust that, okay, it's not happening right now, then I don't want it to happen right now. If it's not happening right now, that must be Spirit's plan. I'm good.
Yes.
You know, of like
yes,
really
indeed.
Go deeper into your spirituality, into your calling, so that you open up to everything you're meant to be in this lifetime.
Yes. Up in your yes factor. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I will. I'm ready. Yes, I could do this. I may take baby steps, but I'm going to keep moving. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. My wonderful guest, my sister, myself, is Tama Keyes, and she's inspiring us, and you better believe it. I am unstoppable. Now I'm going to get real free. You thought I was free yesterday? I'm going to be so free. So if you have a problem with that, just go to Tama Keyes' website, ishtamakeyes.com, and tell her, why did you make that in free? TamaKeyes.com. That's Tama, TamaKeyes.com. She's the author of Inspired and Unstoppable. We got a question. We're talking about the voices in the head earlier. Christinka? Okay, Christinka. They said, what is the best way to quiet the inner negative and nourish the inner cheerleader? I love that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, first of all, when people tell me, I can't hear an inner voice, I can't hear that voice of love, I don't, you know, I just hear the negative voice, and it's like, for me, the only reason that you're not hearing that voice of love or that inner cheerleader or that inner coach or that extraordinary presence is because you're listening to the negativity. You're listening to one voice or the other. You know, so you're listening to the fear, you're listening to the negativity. And very often what's so sad in our culture is that we think we're listening to practicality. We think we're listening to good judgment. We think we're listening to the way it is. You know, just that's the way it is. The economy sucks. That's just the way it is. And that's just fear. That is not practicality. Yes. That is fear. So you asked a great question. I actually have a technique in my book, Inspired and Unstoppable, that's called Inspired Self Dialogues. Inspired Self Dialogues. It's something I personally have used over and over and over because I have a very noisy head. I was not one of those people that I could sit down and meditate and get all quiet and peaceful. It's like, oh, I'd be a mess in there. For me, what I do is I let that fear speak. So I write a journal, and I let the fear, that negativity speak, like, you're a loser, you're not going to make money, you're old, you're too old for this, or you tried it in 1987 and it didn't work. I mean, whatever the horrible fears are, and be honest with them. Be really honest with them. And then I let the voice of love, the voice of that coach, the voice of that teacher, the voice of spirit, that inspired self, I let that voice answer. So what I want you to do is to imagine that the most loving presence you could ever, ever imagine is answering you. So some of you might have a spiritual connection. You know, it might be God, spirit, Jesus, grandmother, soul, whatever it is for you of... Or it might be the voice of a nurturing parent, you know, somebody who you know, that loved you and believed in you, or the voice of a friend. Sometimes what helps people when I do this in workshops with people, I'll often ask them to, what would they say to their absolute best friend, someone they believed in, or their child, someone they wanted the whole universe for. Let that love, even if you have to make it up, even if you have to imagine it, let that love speak back. And it's amazing, because what happens is you realize that even when you're crazy, even when you're insane, there's a deeper presence within you that is not. And for me, it's helped me access, even when I'm scared out of my mind, it's helped me access that, wow, I have access to another kind of love or intelligence in me. And you don't know that until you try things like this. So I let those voices dialogue back and forth, because a lot of times my loving voice will say, dear one, you're safe. You know, I'm right here. And I don't feel safe still. So I'll write back with from fear, like, I am not safe. It is not okay. Mm-hmm. I still have that electric bill. So I literally write back and forth and back and forth until I feel peace. I have done this technique for years, and it's helped me develop a relationship with that inspired self. So that's a great question. And again, this technique might be dynamite for you. It might not, in which case, find yours. Find yours.
Yes, that's it. That's it. And you're here. You're stimulating thoughts for people to tap into themselves, because they already know the answer. They just need to be aware of the answer.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of this work that we do. It's really, we're supporting one another. When somebody else catches their light and breaks their light, we all are free. It's like, you can't put that in words. Steph, that asked the question about having so many passions, she said, super answer. That was really helpful. And she was grateful for your super answer. We're going to take a break. So you can take a break, whatever break you all want to take, and we're going to come back with Celestial Moment, and we've got what more to pick, and we'll see how much we can squeeze in the next 20 minutes or so. And, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Tammy Keyes. She's the author of the new book called Inspired and Unstoppable. I'm so enjoying you. Let me hurry up. Let me do a quick break so we can come back. So we'll be back. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you want to ask Tamara a question, you've got a comment, whatever is building up in your consciousness, 347-426-3346. Or you can post your comments on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, and we'll get to it. You can post in the chat room as well, but it's better. Excuse me. It's better to post it in, on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And we are here supporting you and daring you to live your best life, because you deserve it. You are here to live life fully. Don't pimp yourself. Did I just say that? I did. I'm free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. Be the change you want to see. When you be the change, you become what you want. You got to tap into the essence of who you are. And it's time for Celestial Moment, and then we're going to continue. We're going to take some calls. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can stand it. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am overjoyed. You know what? I think Tamla has the magic cure for even enjoying your day. Go back and listen to this show when you go back to your 9-to-5. And then remember to paint or draw or dance later. Thank you, Tamla. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I needed that message. I needed it. So, with that said, hello, Life Coach today, and all the wonderful people in the chat room. I mean, it's just buzzing in there. I mean, the phones, everything. So, I'm grateful and fired up. So, let me get you.
Fired up. You're unstoppable. You've been inspired. Now you're unstoppable.
You know, okay, go for it. I know, because, you know, when Tiana's talking about that inspired action and, you know, and just showing up, this is for the both of you. The way that you two show up in the world inspires other people. So thank you for saying yes to your divine gifts. I mean, we have to catch it for ourselves, but we need mirrors, too. So thank you, people.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow. Thanks, Celeste.
My pleasure. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, October 16th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2038. Add 2038, and the energy of the day equals 13. 13 is the death card in tarot. But we understand that energy does not die. It changes. And in that change, there is transformation from one form to another. The death card is astrologically connected to the sign of Scorpio. And some of their traits include being determined and forceful, emotional and intuitive, powerful and passionate, exciting and magnetic. And it just so happens that the moon is in Scorpio today. The 13th letter of the alphabet is M, and words like magic, manifest, and meaning reflect the power of 13. Now today for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on one of my friends who also holds the number 13. It's the coyote and the medicine cards. Coyote, you devil, you tricked me once more. Must I sit and ponder what you did it for? Yes, is the answer. Go sit down to see what the coyote trickster has for you. This animal comes with sacred lessons to show you what needs to be healed when your world starts to rumble. It's when we have our angels, healing angels, our challenges, our ego, our minds going against us. That's when it's clearly time to listen. When this is happening, the coyote loves to play because we're usually being resistant. He's a great teacher for your ego, especially when it's running the show. Remember, if you get caught up in the coyote's snare, you are reminded to go immediately beneath the experiences to see that it's all an illusion. And what's more, we can learn to laugh instead of stomping our feet and getting mad. As a friend reminds me daily, it's not that deep. Aggravating moments can be flipped as soon as we stop yelling, "Why me?" We might even thank our coyote friend for waking us up while we're cracking up. So be gentle with yourself. Relax, relate, and release. You outsmart the coyote from a chilled-out position, and by making it a game, acceptance and surrender works your spiritual muscles. When you finally let go, you find yourself more nimble to respond to life instead of reacting to it. So remember to have some fun. And that's the story of 13, told through the coyote of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Beep, beep.
Roll runner.
Oh, so proud of you. He knows a cartoon. Have a wonderful rest of the show.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's loads of questions that are lining up. Thank you, Celeste. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. My guest is Ty McKee. She is the author of Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work. And I'm not just talking about 9 to 5, your life's work. It's all part of the divine plan. 347-426-3346. Now, let's see. I'm debating which question to ask. There's somebody in the, on the Ask Life Coach Addict fan page, Tama, and they said, Adam, he said, I still live with my parents. I work for my dad at a jewelry store. I'm 31. Where do I even start?
I think the way you start is the way everybody starts, and it's about listening. It's really about listening. It's like taking some time to meditate, journal, walk, be with yourself, turn off a television, turn off a computer, just to really ask yourself, if I could do anything, if money weren't an issue, if what other people thought of me wasn't an issue, what would I love to do? What would I love to do? And your mind's going to come in and say, you know, well, you can't do that because you work for your dad and you have this and you have these responsibilities. And all I'm trying to get in touch with initially is, what do you desire? What do you really want? You know, just to get, you know, again, most people stop themselves from knowing what they really, really want because they're so stuck in the, well, how will I get it? I don't even know how to get that. And so they don't allow themselves to desire it. If you desire it, if you feed that desire, you feed that energy, you feed that love, it becomes strong enough. If I get people in touch with their real desire, they know a next step. And that's all I'm ever trying to get you to is a next step. Don't try to figure out your whole life. You're just trying to figure out a next step. So if you don't know what you love, and by the way, one of the reasons people don't know what they love is because they're asking the wrong question. You know, the right question to me is always, what do I love? What moves me? What makes me? And people will say, oh, God, I ask that all the time, though. But what they're really asking is, what do I love that makes money? What do I love that I'm not too old for or not too young for?
Yeah.
Right? It's like those are conditional questions. I want to know what makes you feel like you. That's all I want to know. And then I want to take a step towards that.
Yes, yes. And since you bring up the conversation about money, let's talk about that. In your chapter, Your Powerhouse, Not a Rental, which is all about money and valuing yourself, you say the bottom line is flat line. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely, because, you know, when you're talking about inspired success versus linear success versus the way the world has always done it, again, I work with so many entrepreneurs and visionaries, and they get depressed because they think, well, I'm doing what I love, but it's not making that much money, you know, or I'm not, you know, I don't make that much money yet from my Reiki, or I don't make that much money yet from my yoga studio or whatever. And I have a chapter in Inspired Unstoppable that says the bottom line is a flat line. Stop using money as your criteria for your success. It's important, it's wonderful, and you will have it. It will come, but not when you use it as the criteria. So for me, you know, when I first wrote This Time I Dance, I put myself on the road. You know, I thought, I want to reach people. I want to speak. I want to meet people. And so initially I put some money into it, and I traveled, and I, you know, when I'd show up in a city and I'd spend all that money on airfare and car and hotel, and I'd have, you know, six people that showed up at a workshop, and my inner horrible voice would go, oh, you're going national now. Woo-hoo. You're six people. You're going to be in debt, baby. You know,
you'll be nationally broke.
Yeah, exactly. You've been nationally known for being broke. Exactly. Internationally. Have at it, honey. Don't stop there. You know, but one of the things I had to see in my own life was that when I did that, I had so much energy. Mm. When I started teaching people for real, and I saw the light in their eyes, and I saw them receive the gift, I knew something was real. Something was going on. It gave me energy. It made me feel like I was being trained. I felt like I was visiting a shaman, you know, and that I'd gotten this transcendental experience, and I kept thinking, this can't be wrong. This can't be wrong. And so, again, when you're following what you love, the standard I want you to start paying attention to is, how does it feel? Is it giving you energy? Is it giving you clarity? Is it giving you knowledge that you can't get any other way? If that's true, I'd keep going, and I would let money take a backseat to that. And so that said, I know people are thinking, well, that must be easy for you, or you could do that, or whatever. You know, I supported myself with other jobs if I had to, you know, of that. I'll tell my clients all the time, you know, one of my clients said something brilliant that I quote all the time. She said, I finally stopped asking how my art could support me, and I finally started asking, how can I support my art? So it's really that. It's like, will you follow this light? Will you follow this love, even if it's not making money yet? Don't let yourself feel bad because it's not making money yet. It does make money. Anything you give your energy and your heart and your soul to over time, and your excellence to, energy is energy. It's going to make money. When you think of the people who make the most money on this planet, they are creative and they are entrepreneurial. They are not people who are not doing the things they love.
So true, so true. Ah, I could definitely listen to you all day long. All day long. Let me ask you this. This month we're focusing on living your vision for your life. How do you define vision?
How do I define vision? You know, for me, I think it's moment by moment. I used to have like one big plan, you know, that kind of thing, but I've realized that I don't always know my own best interests. So, you know, that so that I like Michael Beckwith once said, you know, it's like about catching that vision, right? Catching that vision moment by moment. And it's, I think for me, it's like I'll know some things. Like for me, I know writing is my calling. I know I want these books in everyone's hands. I know I want to be doing this work. So that's a vision for me. But I don't get hung up in, you know, I'm not a big one on visualize it, get the details. If that gives you energy, then I think that's dynamite. But sometimes we can lock ourselves into it. You know, sometimes
Go ahead.
Sometimes we can lock ourselves into that picture, and again, the universe has a bigger picture. You know, so like I'll give you an example, like with my partner. You know, of I would tell you what kind of man I want. You know, like I want him to laugh at all my jokes always, and like worship me ever, and adore me constantly, and blah blah blah. And you know what? My soul's growth is actually not having that. You know, like the universe had a bigger plan, like somebody that would actually ask me to grow and not need all that all the time. You know, so sometimes you don't know your highest good.
Yes.
I think the biggest thing, though, is, you know, maybe a better way to say that from living your vision, live from your inspiration instead of your fear. Live from your highest love instead of your fear. So, you know, vision is the thing that calls you forward, that is high, is a love, is an excitement. Fear is the thing that says, oh, well, look at the circumstances of your life. You're clearly limited. You'll never have that. Inspiration knows something that fear doesn't. And I guess that's what I'd say vision is.
Yes. I definitely feel that. There's so much of what you said, even in your book, is really about self-acceptance and honoring where we are
And when did you speak about, I mean, I had a thought come to me today, which is actually what I think I shared it on Facebook with my friends. And I said, what did I say? I don't remember what I said. I said something that sounded profound when I thought of it.
Where is it? It was your thought. Oh, it had to be profound.
Yeah, self-acceptance is a radical action during the revolution.
Mm.
And sometimes, when it
write
came
that
when
in
I
that
heard
book,
it,
honey.
Thank you. When I heard it, I felt like, oh my God, that is so true. But sometimes we tend to look at self-acceptance as something soft, as something weak. Can you speak more about self-acceptance and why it is important wherever we are?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of my favorite sayings. I have a chapter in This Time I Dance that says, only the tender can breed the fierce. Only the tender can breed the fierce. And what that was about was about self-acceptance and self-approving rather than improving. You know, approving yourself, loving yourself, encouraging yourself, coaching yourself, rather than worrying about improving, getting better. Because it was such sometimes the self-help can be such a negation of who you are already. And I've had to learn as an artist and as an entrepreneur and as somebody who is living an inspired life where I'm going into things I can't control and I'm believing in things I can't see yet. One of my most powerful allies is self-acceptance because I've done it where I've made myself wrong and I've criticized myself. And it's like, well, if you were a real writer, you would have finished your book by now. And if you were a real writer, you'd have 10 books out by now. And if you were, you know, just endless. And self-acceptance is I love you, your language, is a radical act of supporting that dream in you because it encourages you. It takes more courage to accept yourself than to criticize yourself. It takes more courage. It takes a hell of a lot of courage to say, as I am, limited, limits and all, this is the vehicle God's choosing. This is the vehicle. This day is it. And so it really is, it is radical. We've learned, you know, like you said, it's soft, you know, we've thought of it as soft, but that's why I think it's fierce. It's fierce because if you really want to serve your gift, if you really want to serve your talent, if you really want to be unstoppable, you have to stop stopping yourself. You have to decide right now as, you know, I used to think it sounded mushy. You know, great, you're so pathetic, you're going to say loving things to yourself. Like, oh, this is great. Oh, good, honey. Journal to the voices in your head one more time, you know. But you know what? I can tell you, I can witness to that. I am now, you know, I am now a national expert. I go all over the country leading retreats. I'm paid very, very well for my thoughts. And it's because, thank you very much.
Yes.
It's because I listen to that loving voice. It's because I will give myself permission to try again. It's because even when I, quote, fail or it doesn't work out the way I thought I wanted, I'm loving. I see grace in it. I'll find a way to find grace in it. So I think it's the most important thing you'll do in this lifetime.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the distinction that you make is that approval rather than improving. You know, we do focus on improving. We're not enough. We need to do this. We need to meditate some more. We need to meditate now. We need to read the latest book. We need to know it. But if we just start approving ourselves now, that's the best gift we can give ourselves. I love that. Approve instead of improve.
Yes.
Real quick, before we take a call, and then we want to talk about how listeners can find you on Facebook and Twitter and all that other good stuff. You talk about the experts. The
My expert on the side here. She's going, I don't think that was quite right. You didn't mention me. I am the goddess.
Okay. You know, and this whole thing about following experts, because there are people who actually feel conflicted because they feel a certain kind of way and they heard somebody that maybe inspires them most of the time, but that person may something that contradicts what they feel and sense. Can you just talk more about, you know, listening to experts?
Yes, because of so much of the work that I do is in changing your thinking, and so much of what Inspired and Unstoppable is about knowing that you have your own way to succeed. You have your own way to succeed, and most people are limping or failing because they're trying to do everything right. Like you said, they're trying to listen to everybody else and what the expert said and what the business expert said and what this person said. Instead of, if you're listening to what everybody else is saying, you're not listening to you. And so I have a chapter in the book called Expert Schmexperts. No one knows the secrets you hold, baby. Expert Schmexperts. No one knows the secrets you hold. And it can be so damaging to listen to other people. You know, when I first put my first book out, This Time I Dance, I went to some writer's conference or something, and there was some big publishing expert there, and he said something like, you know, if a book doesn't succeed in the first 3 months, if it's not flying off the shelves in the first 3 months in big publishing, we just give up on it. We just punt. And I was like devastated because my book wasn't flying off the shelves yet, you know, and I thought, oh, God, is my publisher going to, you know, punt now? Or just like, I was devastated, and I went home and I just thought, oh my God, I should give up and this is horrible. And then I heard an inner voice and it just said, his words are just words. His words are just words. They don't have to be your reality. They don't have to be your life. And I started realizing, but there's a reason I feel called. There's a reason this voice keeps telling me, keep believing in this, keep trusting in this, keep putting this out there, I'm with you. And so for me, I finally realized, do I want to listen to an expert or do I want to listen to spirit? Do I want to listen to an expert or do I want to listen to my God? Do I want to listen to what's been known and done in the statistical world in the past? Or do I want to birth something new that's inspired, that's never been here before? No one knows your path. No one knows your capacities. No one knows what you're meant to do here. And that's why I think it's our spiritual responsibility to listen to ourselves instead of everybody else.
And that's how you practice self-acceptance.
Yes.
If you just listen to that again, if you don't know how to accept yourself, just listen to what Tamara just said there. Really connecting with yourself, listen to the inner voice, and it starts with approval. Ooh, whew, I don't want you to go, but I trust the process. We got a listener who has a comment, wants to share something with you. Antoine Walimu, how are you doing, my brother?
My brother, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good,
say
good,
you?
Good. I'm first of all, absolutely excited because Tama is sitting there telling me, Antoine, you have been going in the right direction, okay? Stop listening to these experts, okay? Because they don't know what they're talking about, because what you're bringing forward, they've never seen before.
Exactly.
So leave them alone. I have not been amongst the missing, Ade. I have been amongst the living, and I've been taking everything that I've got to do and bringing it forward, and the proof that I mean, I was just sitting here listening to Tama, and with what you're saying, it, like I said, it's confirmation. It's confirmation that I have made the right choice, because Ade, when I went quiet, one of the reasons why I went quiet before was because those experts were beginning to tell me that I need this qualification and I need that qualification in order to be executive director of the charity that I'm bringing forward. I need this confirmation from this organization. I need this and this and this, and I need to do all of the statistical studies and this and that and the other. And I'm sitting here today with the promise from one of the, in fact, let me take that back, the most powerful man in my country, who has sat down with me and told me, I've got the money for you. I've not only got the money for you, I've got myself that I will put forward also, and I will tell people to give you money, and I will tell people to come be on your board, and I will tell people to be volunteers for your organization. It's a good darn thing that I didn't listen to the experts. Can you imagine all of the great things that have not come forward?
Yes.
Because of the so-called
experts? That's what kills me. That is my life mission right there, is that I want to free all the genius that's in everybody, because everybody's,
you,
like you said, not listening. Everybody's sitting on a gold mine. And
oh
I love
God.
What you just said of that. So many people think they need credentials and qualifications. Love is your highest credential.
I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have a master's degree. You know what my decision was? When I looked at this and I said, hold on, Antoine, you have this vision.
Mm-hmm.
I found out, because I took this one step further, and I called some people that I know in the charitable world, and I said, who should be the executive director? They said, the visionary. I said, okay, well, I'm the visionary, so that means that, what do I have to do now? Okay, then I need to surround myself with a team that is going to be able to do the things that I cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That means that, yeah, I've got to drop my paycheck some. I really don't care, because it's about the vision. It's about the thing. It's about it coming forward for the people that need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting here today with a great team. You know, we haven't come off the ground yet, but because we've got to, you know, organize this and organize that and get all that straightened out, you know, keep everything dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But I know it's here. It's right here, and I'm so happy. But you know what, Tamara, you keep on doing this. So many people need to hear this, because there's so many powerful people out here.
Yes.
So many powerful visions out here, and there's so many powerful people that you are going to affect that they are going to affect.
Exactly.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Antoine. Calling from Bermuda. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Life is good. It's getting better. And even better and better when you hang out with Tamara. Tamara, now my last question for you is, is there anything bubbling up for you that you want to share with the listeners? How can they find out more about your work, if they want to work with you or find out about your upcoming events?
First of all, I guess what I just want people to know, just to echo the message that we've been saying, is that when you're inspired, when you're connected, that's the real you, and everything else is fear. You know, so you're gonna get sad again. You're gonna feel limited again. You're gonna feel that's fear, and that's okay. That's the journey. That's what we're here doing. We're undoing those fears. But what you know when you're inspired, what you know when you're listening to Coach Ade, what you know when you're with us, what you know, that's what's real. And your life is about really honoring that self. So I would love people to join me at tamakeeves.com. I have a free Inspired Success Launch You kit out there. It's got audio. It's got a video coaching. It's got an excerpt from my book. It's got all kinds of free stuff out there that you can just download at tamakeeves.com. And that's, again, M is in miracle, A-K-I-E, V is in Victor, E-S.com. Also, join my tribe on Facebook. I have a really active tribe that's talking all about this. We're doing it every single day, living from love instead of fear, choosing that vision instead of fear. So please join me. I give you a quote or an inspirational thought every single day to start the morning. That's at Facebook.com and under my name, Tamara Keeves. And also I'm on Twitter and blogging, and just because it's so important to stay inspired. It's so important to stay connected. And if you're in the United States and you want to start your new year off in a whole new way, baby, I'm in Massachusetts. I'm doing a retreat the first weekend of January. It's at Kripalu. It's in Massachusetts. But I have so many events going on. I'm speaking all over the country. Pick up a copy of Inspired and Unstoppable, Wildly Succeeding in Your Life's Work. It's got all this good stuff in it. And I just do whatever it is that keeps supporting you. Listen to shows like this, you know, find the resources or teachers that remind you of who you really are, because we live in a world right now that has a lot of negative media, that has a lot of limiting media, and it's so important to surround ourselves and to keep connected to those of us all over this world who are choosing inspiration instead of fear. And I'm so grateful for you, Ade, and I'm so grateful for what you've created here and all the amazing souls that are listening. It gives me so much hope to know we're all connected, we're all playing for the same team, and we're finding our way. So thank you.
Thank you. My heart is so full. I just thank you so much. And You are unique. You're one of a kind. You bring truth in a way that could easily digest it. It bypasses the intellectual understanding. And I'm so grateful that we connected. And thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing yourself. And thank you for dancing. And you all need to learn to dance so we can experience the abundance of life. It's about dancing with life. Mm. And Tamara, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And one more thing. Make sure you give her, if she's not close to you, can give her a virtual hug. Give Patty a hug for us because she's been very helpful in locking down the date and the back and forth. Thank God for emails.
Yes.
So give Patty a hug for us.
Will
thank
do.
You, Tamara. Thank you. I am so fed. I'm so full. I'm so grateful. Everything that I was just kind of feeling that I want to share, I want to share the show for this tutorial club, but it's just like, I don't need to say anything right now. Just let it sit. Just listen to your heart. I hear a song, Taylor Dane. Listen to your heart. Okay. Let me keep you inspired. Let me stop singing. But really, on a serious note, listen to what you're feeling right now. Because if you're not feeling inspired, when is your memorial service? But even if you're not feeling inspired, it's okay. Just keep listening. But, you know, it is about self-acceptance. It's about recognizing that you are the expert of your life. That you already approved before you were born and it was confirmed why you came onto this planet. The work is about listening. You know, that's it. It's really about listening to the internal guidance system. We have GPS when we go in places. Some people use GPS to work. They go regularly and they say, well, you know, I just have to have it on to make me feel safe. Some people don't tell me how to get there. Don't give it to me on the phone. Give me the email address. Give me the address, and I put in my GPS. They don't even want to do anything but put in their GPS because they believe they trust the GPS. I'm inviting you to trust your IGS, your internal guidance system. Now, some of you may have been doing your work for a while, and you know how to listen. Sometimes maybe you hear it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you think it's not talking. But that voice, God is always broadcasting its truth, its word. God is always talking, always communicating with you. The question is, are you listening? As we focus on living the vision for your life, there are many tools you can use. But one that I would strongly recommend is Michael Beckwith's Life Vision in Process. He has a CD and it's a Life Vision in Process. He has a book on it too, several CDs and several books called Life Visioning. But there's one, it takes you on the CD, it takes you through the process where you get to ask. And I promise you, if you do it with an open heart, willingly, with intention to hear, you will hear what you need. And it will develop your intuitive abilities. It will develop that inner hearing. You'll be able to hear that inner voice. I'm going to take a break. And let's see. Yeah. And it's, you cannot plan an inspired life because life itself is an adventure. And Michael Beckwith said, I got something to say. Let's take people on an adventure in paradise. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Michael Beckwith. He says, the Holy Spirit right here. We're getting ready to go on an adventure in paradise. 347-426-3346. Call in. We've got about 15 more minutes or so. Here we go. Let's rock and roll.
Of divine and ultimate reality as we bank in that domain. Guess what?
I'm taking you with
I'm
me.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Activate your spiritual stimulus package. Because you are the one. Connect with the one. Connect with source, and you get resource. Michael Bernard Beckwith, AgapeLive.com. You start with one idea. One. One is all you need, and that one, like a seed, blossoms. You might have ideas of different kinds of food. Just one seed is all you need. Just plant that seed. Nurture it. Love it. Talk to it. Accept it. Approve of it. Don't worry about improving of it, because the seed itself has all the information, the intelligence to turn into a plant, to become a tree and grow its stem and the leaves and the fruit. All you've got to do is create the right atmosphere. As a matter of fact, it will grow without your interference. So there's nothing to improve, as Thomas said, just approve of it. Life is good, it's getting better, and we're getting ready, getting close to releasing the show, 3 o'clock today, in about an hour and a half. Catch me on Vanda Guzman's show, Life is Beautiful, and at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be hanging out there. We're going to be talking about new beginnings and endings. How do we navigate it? How do we, you know, stand strong when everything is collapsing around us? When we have in a quake, everything is shaking, we're feeling the tremble. How do we keep moving? That's today, 3 p.m. Eastern. And the website address is blogtalkradio.com/... Life is Beautiful. And for those of you who want to listen on the phone line, let me see if I can pull up the number real quick. Life is so stop singing, I can't help it. I just love to sing. It's a past life thing. I don't know if it is. I'm making up stuff because I can. Life is so beautiful. No. Life is so beautiful. I want to give you the number for those of you who may not be able to kind of tune in online. And, of course, the phone number to listen to the show. You can listen at 3 o'clock today while it's live. Once it's archived, then you're on your own. You can listen online. And the number is 347-205-9957. That's Vanda's number, 347-205-9957. And that's today, 3 p.m. Eastern. And but before then, we got a few more time to dance together. You want to dance with me? Come on, this stuff's coming. Get up. Stop being shy. Come here. Okay, let's do it 2 steps. I'll hold you. Follow me. Just follow me. Just move from side to side. Just feel the music. We got time to dance together. What else do I need to tell you? Tomorrow, I'm flying solo. I'm dancing today. I'm flying solo. So make sure you tune in 12 p.m. Eastern. The shows are archived. And what is happening in the chat room? I'm getting noticed there's something in the chat room. I'll find out in a minute. Blah, 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 blah. There's something else I was going to tell you. But, okay, let's look at what's in the chat. Oh, Celeste was telling me about the number, 347-205-9957, today, 3 p.m. Eastern, with Vanda Guzman. And, you can find us, Life Conversations Radio, on Facebook. This is Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. This is Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page. There's a personal page. Just type in Life Conversations Radio. You will see it all. I'm there. Just follow us on Twitter. Let's be friends on Facebook. Let's grow and add to what we have. And find me on Google+. And you can stumble upon me, and when you stumble upon me, we can link in and create the life we desire. Oh, stop it. It's almost time to release the show. I'm feeling maybe a little bit of Abraham. Yeah, because, it's been said. But there's a song also that I want to play, which can't remember the artist's name now. So let's help me. It's Escape Me, the song... I Hope You Dance. I know I have it here, but I can't remember the name. So if I don't remember the name of the artist, I can't find it. Oh, yes, I can. Here it is. And then maybe give you a little bit of Abraham. Let's do this. Hope You... I'm doing a search button. Hey, come on now. Here it is. Leanne Womack. There it is. I knew that. Yeah, we'll end the show with that. We've got 10 minutes. Let's see what you guys feel like hearing. Show off. It's time for Abraham. Let's see. Maybe some, maybe 4 minutes of Abraham. Let's see. Something juicy. Something yummy. Something that made you go, wow. No, I don't like that. Let's see if we want this. I don't know. Nah, that's too long. Oh, well, trade regrets for worthiness. Okay, 4 minutes. Let's do that. Let's give you a little bit of Abraham. Come on, Abraham. Talk to us on regrets and worthiness.
One of the ingredients to deliberate creation is feeling worthy, and you've discussed that today.
Or feeling happy, or feeling appreciation, or feeling love.
Right.
Or basking, or feeling interested in something. In other words, worthy is one of those words, but it's a loaded word.
Okay. You did say something to the effect that one of the worst things that you could do is to do something that goes against what you believe or what you feel.
When you believe that chocolate cake will make you sick or ugly, and you eat it anyway, it's not what the action is doing to you. It is the compounding of the action in the causing of resistance within you. In other words, most illnesses that exist today are from people believing one way and acting another.
I can see that. If someone has behaved in the past in a way that they're not happy about, and
then a glorious thing has happened to them, because in the middle of knowing clearly what they don't want, they know now more clearly what they do want. And in the moment that they turn their attention to what they prefer, they achieve vibrational alignment with it. The most wasted moment in life that is accompanied by an emotion is the time spent in regret, because you can't go back and undo something that has happened in your past experience, but you can find a different way of feeling about it. And as you find a different way of feeling about it, then your entire point of attraction changes. Regret is so disempowering, because what it says is, I want it to be different than it is, but I can't do anything about it. It's the ultimate vibration of resistance. And the more important to you it was, or the more you desire it to be otherwise, then the worse it feels and the greater toll it takes on your physical apparatus.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the key is just...
The key is to say, I want to feel as good as I can feel. If it is something that comes up so often that you find yourself thinking about it really a lot, then it is better to sort of take the bull by the horns and start in the despair, which is probably where you are, and just work yourself into rage and just beat the drum of that, and then say to anybody who asks, mind your own business and go away if you don't like how I'm becoming, because I have decided to be angry for a little while, and I'm glad to do it because I feel so much better in it. But then, of course, you don't want to stay there. Try to work yourself into the life-giving experience of frustration. And little by little, if you are determined, you can work yourself up the emotional scale. If it's not something that comes up on a really regular basis, if it's just fleeting, comes up from time to time, then just distract yourself from it. Get on rampages of appreciation. Find other things that you do feel good and focus about it until it becomes such an infrequent player in your vibration, in time it will dissipate altogether. You don't have to dig into your psyche and clean up everything that you've ever lived. What you're really looking for is a way to keep from activating it on a pretty constant basis. You can't think about something that makes you feel good and something that makes you feel bad in the same moment. You're doing one or the other. It depends upon the way you're focusing. Some counselors will say, oh, Abraham, you're teaching denial. And we say, yes, we are. We're teaching you to ignore those things that cause resistance within you that disallows your well-being, and to focus upon those things that causes a vibration that allows well-being. And you can call it denial if you want to. We call it deliberate creation. We call it lining up with source. We call it turning the other cheek. We calling it being who you really are. We call it living the life you came forth to live. We call it living in the now. We call it doing the best I can do right now vibrationally. We call it the better it gets, the better it gets. Thank you. Yes, indeed.
The better it gets, the better it gets. Deny the false evidence. Embrace all that affirms the truth of who you are. And I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. That was Abraham speaking through Esther Hicks. To find out more about Esther, Jerry, and Abraham, their website address is abrahamhicks.com. That's abraham-hicks.com. It's time to release the show. Yes, yes, yes. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out of you. Be loved, beloved. And I just hope so from the bottom of my heart that you dance, because life is calling you. Life wants you to show up and dance with it. Ooh, let's try this. So say yes to life, and life will say yes to you. This is Leanne Womack. I hope you dance. If you do that, you will experience the abundance of life. See you at 3 o'clock today with Vanda Kuzman, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then I'm back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern on Life Conversations Radio. Peace and blessings. I'm out of here.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to stepping out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.